Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 10th of April, the Pioneer of Our Salvation. As Jesus learnt obedience through the things that he suffered, by the capacity of eternal spirit he authored the pathway of salvation for each one of us. This was the only way that a pathway into the holiest of holies could be authored for us. Significantly, prior to his offering pilgrimage, there was no priesthood in Yahweh, for it was not needed within their fellowship before. Even though the focus of Christ's offering journey from Gethsemane to Calvary was on his glorification as high priest, Jesus was still the king. He made this confession before Pilate, saying, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." He was further manifest as the King of Kings when he was invested with a crown of thorns in the Praetorium, and when the title identifying him as Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, was fastened to his cross. Christ's offering and suffering journey as the Son of Man and as our High Priest culminated in the breaking of his heart as he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" With this cry, Jesus declared that there was no longer any need for him to remain forsaken by the Father. He had atoned for us as God the Son in the flesh and had offered himself without spot to God as his Lamb. Through this process, he had been crowned with glory and honour as High Priest. He had pioneered a pathway of salvation by which we could be glorified as sons of men in the image and likeness of God. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 5 verses 8 to 10, Hebrews chapter 10 verses 19 to 22, John chapter 18 verse 37, John chapter 19 verses 2 and 3, John chapter 19 verse 19, and Matthew chapter 27 verse 46. For further study, Hebrews chapter 12.